yesterday.
Yeah, Sundays.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, how would you say this? If somebody is coming to see you, not this Sunday, but the one after, you'd say he's coming
next Sunday.
All right. And if somebody has been to see you, not this past Sunday, but the one before that, mm-hmm. you'd say he came here
2 Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody stays with you visiting for from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about how long?
Half a month.
All right. Do you ever use the word fortnight? Mm. Is that word familiar to you?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, it's pronunciation anyhow. Fortnight.
Fortnight.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask somebody.
What time is it?
Okay, and you say, let me look at my
watch.
And if it were exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, you would say it's?
7:30.
All right, or any other way of saying that?
Half past 7.
Mm-hmm. What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, you'd say it's?
15 to 11.
Okay, any other way?
10:45.
Anything besides that?
A quarter of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about things you've been doing for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite...
some time.
All right.
Quite a while.
All right. And if 1978 was last year, 1977 is... 1979 is...
This year.
Yeah, sure. And a child who's just had his 3rd birthday, you say he's...
3 years old.
All right. And talking about something that... happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened
this time last year.
Or exactly
1 year ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. Questions about the weather. You might look out up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Mm-hmm. What kind of day would you call it if the sun is shining, there are hardly any clouds in the sky? It looks like it's going to be a
clear day.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's one with those? Very cloudy and dark, and so yeah, it's going to be a
gloomy day.
Okay. What would you say the weather is doing if the clouds start getting thicker and darker and you're probably expecting some rain? The weather is
turning bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if the clouds begin to break off and the sun starts shining through, you say it's beginning to
clear up.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call a say if you got a lot of rain, maybe 2 inches in just an hour, you'd say you had a regular
storm. Mm-hmm. Downpour.
Okay. You ever heard it called a stump mover or a toad strangler?
No.
I heard it called that, okay. And along with the rain, if you're having a lot of lightning and thunder, what would you call that?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say your mother had just gotten the clothes up on the line outside when the wind came along and
blew them down.
Yeah, the wind sure does hard.
Blow hard.
It has
blown.
Yeah. All right. If the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say it's
from the south.
Okay. Now what about a wind that's between the south and the west?
You'd southwest.
All right. Between south and east.
Southeast.
Between north and west.
Northwest.
Between north and east.
Northeast.
All right. Talking about a rain. That, you know, you go out in it and you just barely get wet at all. You'd say it's just a...
drizzle.
Okay. Any other term?
Shower.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, to me. A drizzle is simply a slow falling rain that primarily lasts quite some while, maybe an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a shower is, it could be a slow rain or a fast rain that occurs quite quickly, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Or even quicker than that.
Okay. If you're driving early in the morning, you might come to a low place in the road, and all this white stuff you'll get in can hardly see through it.
Fog.
Yeah, what kind of day would you call that?